Ashley, obviously, EPA issues, they never stop. I realize that. Your office is busy all the time trying to keep up with what the administration's trying to push out there. And so what are major concerns for cattle producers across the country right now?
We have one major concern, and that is, and it's going to be a priority issue for NCBA in 2014, and that is EPA is trying to redefine a water of the United States. Now, this issue has been going on for the last 30 or 40 years, but we are right before a proposal is about to come out of the EPA with a new definition. And that definition, unfortunately, will wrap up a lot of the wet areas of the country that cattle producers use every day in pastures as well as around feedlots. So it's a big concern, and NCBA is going to be fighting this in the next year.
Give us a little insight. What is it they're wanting to do, basically?
Well, you know, one thing that's really telling is their definition of tributaries. And it is so broad that it includes almost all ditches. They've also decided that anything, any wet area in a floodplain is going to be a water of the United States. Any water in a riparian area is going to be a water of the United States. So those are the concerns. They've basically, you know, created these massive categories and said that anything wet is going to be a water of the United States. That, of course, creates the opportunity for or burden on producers that they're going to have to get a permit to do anything. So now they're going to have a 404 permit from the Corps of Engineers to, you know, maintain anything, to touch a ditch, to maintain a ditch, to build a ditch, any of those types of things. The definition of wetland is concerning. There's going to probably be a lot more wetlands out on pasture lands if this regulation is allowed to go forward. And the reason I say that is we actually have seen a leaked version of the proposal that came out of EPA in November. So we have an idea of what is going to be in the regulation, and so far we don't like what we've seen.
You know, we're all familiar, obviously, with Chesapeake Bay. We're all familiar with the issues that Florida producers went through, this, that, and the other. Is this kind of an extension of that, completely different? How do they compare?
Well, they're all related because the TMDL program is under one program underneath the Clean Water Act. The water quality criteria, like the dealing with in Florida, that's also part of the Clean Water Act. So those are all programs. When you talk about what a water, quote-unquote, water of the United States is, that's actually encompasses every program under the Clean Water Act. So basically what it is the crux of the Clean Water Act that the federal government has authority to regulate is a navigable water, and navigable water is defined as a water of the United States. And so what that exactly entails has been up for debate for many, many years. And if you expand that definition, you expand every program underneath the Clean Water Act. So that expands the 404 dredge and fill program. That expands Section 402, the concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFO programs. That, you know, it greatly expands the TMDL, the water quality. It affects all of those programs. Another one it touches on is Section 311, the spill prevention control and countermeasure, the oil spill prevention program. So, you know, you increase the amount, the entities that are now going to be subject to those programs and subject to the permitting requirements and reporting requirements of all those programs. So that's what we're talking about. So it's basically the base of the Clean Water Act is expanding, and EPA is trying to take more authority than they currently have under the Clean Water Act.
And I take it NCBA is not alone in their fight against this, are they?
You're exactly right. You know, this is such a huge, massive regulation that not only is all of agriculture involved in this fight and going to be involved in this fight, but also industries across the country, from oil and gas to infrastructure to energy. You know, you name it, everyone's going to be involved in this fight because it's going to touch every one of us.
But this is just an example of one of the many things you all deal with up there, because EPA is always coming out with something you have to be concerned about, isn't it?
That's right. The issues never seem to go away with EPA. They just calm down for a few years and then come right back. So we're still dealing with greenhouse gases, and we'll deal again with dust, and you name it, we're going to keep dealing with it.